Tobacco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, and for 12 straight years, the overwhelming leader in radio, presents the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. The Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, the world-famous Mary Max, and our gifted young pianist, Earl Wilde.
Right, Glenn, and because September is the month that all good kiddies from kindergarten to campus age go back to school, I thought it would be a good idea if the kids in the Philco family remembered their golden rule days. So if the gang will answer me in the affirmative, we'll be off to the classroom.
Began construction of an ultra-modern million-dollar factory to manufacture radios, FM sets, and radio phonographs. The new Philco factory will have the longest continuous radio production lines in the world. New testing equipment, with improvements developed by Philco engineers out of their wartime radar research, will assure the highest quality, performance, and new beauty of tone in your post-war Philco radio. With this new factory, Philco engineers take one more step in converting their wartime secrets of electronic research into your new Philco radio. Achievements like these gave Philco 12 straight years of radio leadership before the war. Make Philco today the world's largest manufacturer of radios. So when you buy your new radio, remember the Philco record of leadership. Go to your Philco dealer and look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Gee, Glenn, you sure did your homework good.
Well, I had to, because we've got a substitute teacher today. Her name's Miss Gibbs.
Well, now that we're all here, class can begin. Paul Whiteman, I want you to name the consonants.
North and South America.
No, consonants, not continents. Well, let's try the vowels, shall we?
Vowels. Let me see. A, E, I.
Oh, come now. It's simple. A, E, I as in I, O as in of, and U as in you. Just remember, I of you.
I of you too, teacher.
Oh, Master Whiteman, you should get yourself an encyclopedia.
Why? I'm a big, strong boy. I can walk to school.
Oh, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, what is it?
Duh, can I go out and shave?
Yes, but only if you and the Mary Max do your music lesson before you go.
Yes, teacher.
Hello,
from the Axe to Topeka and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Got a list of passengers and pretty things. And they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Oh, Jenny.
Yes?
Will you take a second car?
Okay, boy, that I'll do.
Oh, Jenny.
Hmm?
If we find the right spot, can we come in with you?
Why, sure.
Thanks a lot.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled some. I never thought I'd see the day I'd ever take a ride on Santa Fe.
She never thought she'd see the day she'd ride the Santa Fe.
I'd lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
What a thrill. With the wheels a-singin' westward ho, right from the day I heard them start. Across the Kansas plains through New Mexico, I guess I got a little gypsy in my heart.
When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever got a chance to sneak away from town, then I'd spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Those Merrimacks think they're smart because they can all sing together. Well, just you wait till they grow up and their voices start changing.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, how old are you now?
Oh, I don't know whether I'm 7 or 8.
Do you like girls?
Yeah.
You're 8. Uh-oh, here comes teacher.
Now, where have you two been? Recess was over long ago.
I had to go home and help my ma. She was having a bridge party.
But what did you have to do?
Mark the cards.
Well, if you're late again, you'll have to stand in the corner, that's all.
Oh, not that, teacher. Gosh, I've stood in the corner so many times I'll grow up with a triangular forehead.
Well, it's better than having one shaped like an egg.
What are you butting in for? Want to fight?
Yeah.
Well, take your coat off.
Okay, okay, I'll show you. I'm not afraid of you. There, it's off.
Much cooler that way, ain't it?
Children, children, I want absolute quiet.
Yeah, what for?
Well, listen.
world. If you said we were through, so let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two.
Teacher.
Yes, Polly Whiteman.
I was reading a story yesterday about a funicular. What's that?
Well, a funicular is a small railroad that runs up the side of a mountain. You know, they wrote a song about one in Naples called Funiculi Funicula. And our honor student, Earl Wilde, will play it for us now.
Wild boy, I bet his mother makes him practice every day.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Judd, what do you want?
Mary Max are in trouble. We flunked our spelling test, and now we're afraid to go home.
Gee, that's tough. What word got you?
Mississippi.
Mississippi? Oh, heck, that's easy. M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback letter I.
You and your new education. Well, anyway, we can sing.
Just a blue shirt suit and a bright blue necktie. A room of his own with a door. Just a bed with sheets and a home-cooked dinner. That's what he's been fighting for. Don't ask him questions, for he's not talking. All that he wants to do is go out walking in a blue serge suit and a peaceful mind with the girl he left behind. No more reveille, he'll sleep heavily.
Just a blue serge suit and a bright new necktie. A room of his own with a door. Just a bed with sheets and a home-cooked dinner. That's what he's been fighting for.
Don't ask him questions, for he's not talking. All that he wants to do is go out walking
in a
blue serge suit and a peaceful mind with the girl he left behind. Don't ask him questions, for he's not talking. All that he wants to do is go out walking in a blue serge suit and a peaceful mind.
Now and then time.
Gosh, teacher, don't you know anything? Now and then time is playing a number like it was played years ago.
Oh, that's the then part of it, huh?
Sure. Now you take the tune, it's only a paper moon.
That's silly. Who ever heard of a paper moon?
Well, anyway, it's a song, and I'd say it was popular in the year of, well, 1933. Then I'd look at the orchestra, give the downbeat, and it would sound like this. Teacher, that's what I'd do, but if I wanted to do the up-to-date version, I'd add a few more men in the chorus, add a symphonic touch, and it would still be the same tune, but it would sound more like this.
Living over a car.
Ah, that's great, Paul. Now, here's how Philco would tell the story of Now and Then. The year 1930 was a red-letter year for Philco, the first of 12 straight years when Philco made the most popular radio sets in America. And what was the most popular tune you heard over your Philco in those days, Paul?
Well, Glenn, our band was playing. Everybody was dancing and romancing to a melody that came out of those 1930 Philco radios like this. Embraceable You, George Gershwin at his best. That was the tune they were playing in 1930 when Philco first became the leader in radio.
Yes, and one of the most important factors in making Philco the leader was the famous Philco Baby Grand, the first nationally known table model radio. Today, every manufacturer makes not one but many table model sets. But way back in 1930, it was Philco that was first with the finest in small radios. And for 12 straight years afterwards, until the war stopped home radio production, Philco was out in front, the winner, unchallenged. So when you think of what's coming in radio, of the wonderful improvements in phonographs, FM, and television, remember Philco's unbroken record of leadership. And listen to the leader first. Listen to a Philco. The leader in 1930, when you heard Embraceable You. The leader and still champion today, when your Philco brings you the top tunes of 1945, like...
It's been a lot of fun playing school, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, it sure brings back nostalgic memories.
Confidentially, Paul, I found school very dull, which is the way it found me.
Well, I want you to know that when I was in school, I made the only spitballs that were ever approved by good housekeeping. So there.
Just like a woman always has to have the last word. And in your case, Miss Gibbs, I don't mind if there's music behind them thou words.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. You're a gentleman, but not a very good scholar. North and South America. Of the tom-tom, when the jungle shadows fall, like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through, so a voice within me keeps repeating, whether near to me or far, matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows? In the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. It's
torment will be true. Till you let me spend my life making love to you.
Fun kidding about school, but seriously, to you kids who have may have taken time out during the war to help on the home front, don't fail to get your schooling. You've got a bigger battle to win now, the battle of life and successful living, and there's still nothing that'll take the place of reading, writing, arithmetic when you go out into the world. Remember old Abe Lincoln and the times he walked 14 miles just to get a book to read, and you all know what book learning did for Abe. Education is ammunition. Get it now. And be happy that you can. It's another thing that makes it great to be an American. And now goodbye for the Philco family, and thanks for dropping in. Hope you will be with us next week when we hang out the Philco welcome sign. And don't forget that other member of the Philco family, Don McNeil in the Breakfast Club, every morning, same stations.
This is the American Broadcasting Company.